Hey everybody, Josh here. It's in a World Alternative Media here. And yes, they are trying to ban people in at least one place in Canada from leaving their town without showing a QR code and showing their identification in the latest move towards 15-minute cities, which I've been reporting on. Again, we have a documentary we're working on regarding this. You could donate to the gogetfunding.com page, by the way, below for that. Basically went bankrupt trying to do this film, and we're still in the process of doing it. But anyway, it says report Canadian town to require QR code to leave. This is, something that we all expected would happen. Of course, it is only going to get worse from here. They have ULEZ in the UK. They have 15-minute cities in Oxford and Cambridge, and they're pushing this in all these different countries around the world to trial run this. Of course, this comes from the zero COVID policies in China, which they based it on, as Klaus Schwab said himself, that of course the Great Reset, the role model for the Great Reset, that is based on China, which is propped up in the first place by the US and through the Trilateral Commission and Kissinger in order to be a guinea pig state for technocracy. As we move into CBDCs in the control collapse of the global economy, we should expect these things to happen. And we're going to go into this story today. We've also talked recently about how Canada is rolling out social credit systems, citizens' bank accounts linked to obedience scores. And of course, we have what's happening with the Ogiek people in Kenya, where if they say things or if they don't comply with the carbon credit scores, they cannot access their money. Everything in Sierra Leone, according to Bill Gates's new initiative with the United Nations, is to have everyone attached to digital IDs so that they cannot access jobs, drive on the road, be a citizen, have a bank account. Do anything, go grocery shopping without this digital ID. It is coming down on us, my friends, and it's time to act. Before we get into this, I urge people to act. Of course, you can go and check out firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult, where you can get physical gold and silver today and not be dependent on the CBDCs and bank accounts. Again, you can get gold, silver, platinum, and palladium physically in your hands or in a vault kept safe. Of course, you go through our link specifically so that you schedule through Mark Gonzalez. No one else. Make sure it's Mark Gonzalez because he is the guy that I'm friends with. That is, I know, is a freedom fighter and truther and someone that can be trusted. You can get a free consultation and a complimentary investor package when you sign up through him. Of course, you can go and write in the comments when you sign up that you found him through World Alternative Media or WAM, WAM. So we appreciate it. We also have heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, WAM, and you get 5% off as well as free shipping to the United States. This is extremely important, my friends. This is a way to save yourself from the food rations of the future on those CBDCs, which they are utilizing in order to weaken the public, even the most awake people, so that they're dependent on them and they end up eating mRNA bug food from Bill Gates' ration lines. This is unbelievably important. This is one of the number one ways food is the original currency of the world. This is one of the number one ways that you can keep yourself and your family safe. So don't wait on this. It's silly to do otherwise. It could happen at any time. And you don't want to be on the inside looking out because then you will not be able to escape. So make sure you get prepared ahead of time. Anyway, let's get into this. So 100%fedup.com says Canadian town to require QR code to leave. Circulating reports indicate a remote Canadian town will require a QR code to enter or leave. Unsurprisingly, the reports have sparked severe criticism. The controversy stems from Île de la Madeleine, an archipelago in the Gulf of St. Lawrence. The municipality, consisting of 12 islands, is home to approximately 12,000 residents. A proposed $30 tourist fee caused an uproar, and I quote, "The Municipal Council of Île de la Madeleine wishes to adopt a new measure for its citizens, namely that of a mandatory identification to leave their municipality," TVA Nouvelles wrote. "Canada now has a town that forces you to scan a QR code to enter and leave and then charges you a $30 tax," journalist Kian Bext commented. And of course, this is obviously the World Economic Forum in a nutshell. Remember, Klaus Schwab did say that he had a complete control over the Canadian Parliament. Yeah. Île de la Madeleine is the Gulf, is in the Gulf of St. Lawrence, has become the first municipality in Canada to officially require QR code to enter and leave, the counter signal noted. Madeline Island getting QR codes in order to leave, and if you don't get your QR code, you will be fined, one woman claimed in a viral video. That's the very first QR code prison here in Canada, and it's going to sweep the nation faster than you can think if people don't stand up and take a stand against these QR codes, she continued. It's not happening in your town yet, but it most certainly will be, she added. I certainly agree. And by the way, this is after Canada froze bank accounts for people protesting against, because they had wrong think, of course. That's what they kind of go by. It's all part of the move up and the normalization of this, by the way, into technocratic enslavement. Officials reportedly said it says the QR code requirement to leave the Archipelago Île de la Madeleine will only apply to tourists. Residents must show their driver's license to enter or leave, the counter signal noted. QR codes coming to a remote Canadian island in the heart of the Gulf of St. Lawrence, Île de la Madeleine. This is real, not a conspiracy theory. Time to stand united, rally behind our fellow Canadians. Let's strategize how to halt this trend and send a clear message. Canadians will not embrace QR codes for a social credit system, Pretty Talks wrote, sharing what appears to be footage from a municipal council meeting. By the way, I want to point out that, you know, we were saying years ago that, you know, in 2020, we said the climate lockdowns are next. We always said that the rollout of toll roads, we've been saying this since like 2014, the toll roads were always a litmus in order to have passes, whether it be for vaccines, whether it be for climate restrictions, whether it be just for basic social credit. And we utilized, cited China as an example all the way back in 2014 and 2015 on this issue, that it was just a litmus test for this and facial recognition. And yeah, brain chips and all that kind of stuff. Like Elon Musk wants a Neuralink attached to this Pentagon mesh network, Pentagon funded mesh network, I should say. There's many ways it can do this. It could inject you with things that can, of course, be remotely monitored by the state. Of course, there's nanotechnology that we've already seen do this, and the master patent at Moderna clarifies this. But with that said, there is more likely, you know, this move to lock us into our little area out of convenience, quote unquote. Tyranny comes under the guise of convenience. They give us CBDCs. They give us carbon credit, social credit. You get food rations. You don't have to work. You could be placated on drugs, playing video games, as Yuval Noah Harari says he wants, making humans, completely useless. And that would be the end of humanity as we know it. That would be the end of human civilization, consciousness, the soul, all these different things. So this is really just a sacrifice on the altar by a demonic entity here. I really do believe that. It's more than just money and control. It is something far more nefarious than even that. It says, and I quote, "This video explains that visitors to the island won't require a code to enter. However, tourists must show a QR code for departure. Residents, on the other hand, only need to present their driver's license with an island address," the post continued. This is just, people will say, well, that's not that bad. Well, how do you think you got to the point of normalizing QR codes to enter and leave a landmass without first having, you know, normalizing using IDs for everything and having the government track everywhere you go? That is a direct restriction on your so-called unhindered travel, which the Canadian passport says on it, you have a right to travel unhindered. The problem with that is Canadian laws don't actually matter, because Canada is a corporation. It's all legal fiction. You are a corporate entity if you're born in Canada. I am Canadian. I'm from Winnipeg. And you are essentially a tool, a pawn to be sacrificed for the king and the queen in their case, because your name is in all capitals on your birth certificate and you are basically a ward of the state. So and then when you pay taxes, even more so, you consent to even more restrictions on your life. That's why a lot of people try to become free men. And there's a big free man movement. I know I met Dean Clifford years and years ago, back in 2013, at meetings about the free men and, you know, completely resisting the corporatocracy of the state. And of course, the follow up, which is the technocratic takeover of the state, and not see the state as a legitimate entity. In fact, it is not. It is a corporation that uses you as an employee and doesn't, and only gives you rights, quote unquote, when it wants to, when it's convenient for them in a news story or whatever. It is not definitive. And of course, there was a Bill of Rights in Canada, but it was ripped up by Pierre Trudeau, the so-called father of Justin Trudeau, who I'm banned from being within 200 meters of. Because I called him a scumbag once. Well, you know, deal with it. Be a man. Well, you can't. Look at the way he sits. Anyway, Pierre Trudeau, he ripped up the Bill of Rights, which was under Diefenbaker in 1962, I believe. 1969, I believe it was ripped up. And in around 1970, it was replaced by the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, which is a corporate document, which is not defining any freedom for individuals. It's just when they feel like using it, they can use it. When they don't want to use it, they don't have to use it. There's no definition of rights there. So that is a complete fraud, complete scam. I might be wrong. It might have been 1968. I didn't prepare for this video other than what I already know in my head, because of course I've been studying this since 2006, but nonetheless, sometimes I get years wrong. But this is how they are controlling Canadians. And honestly, they're doing the same thing in the United States. The Law of Nations is really the book that precedes the Constitution in the United States, in a very similar way of just throwing out rights and freedoms that people think they have is through there. Of course, the only right and freedom is you as an individual. You don't hold freedom in your hands. You are the freedom or you're not. They cannot take rights away from you unless you, as the right, give them your rights. You consent to it by complying, maybe out of fear, maybe out of the risk of losing things. I understand there is a blackmail operation happening here, where if you don't do certain things, you will then lose this or lose that. It's extortion. But nonetheless, once you consent to certain things, that's you doing it. We'd love to hate the government, and I can't stand the government myself. I'm a voluntarist. I don't believe in the government, but it is not just the government doing this. It's you allowing it to happen. And I know if more people came together and rejected it, and we saw this during the lockdowns, when people would reject things in parts of the United States, they completely throw out the lockdowns, completely throw out mask mandates, all this kind of stuff. Then yes, you can fight back and be the right, be the freedom, instead of ask for government to give you back a freedom that you gave them in the first place. But anyway, I just ranted for a little while. I'm going to carry on here. It says, and I quote, "The exit check is implemented to confirm the absence of any municipal infractions, which officials claim is to support the island's infrastructure. There are discussions among officials asserting that this process is akin to presenting identification for air or sea travel. However, a woman argues that those are services we opt to use, distinct from leaving our homes. They engage in a back and forth, and the official labels her statements as an opinion, but she counters it. It's a fact. The official dismisses her and essentially shuts her down, treating her as if she were a child," the post added. So, no longer a conspiracy theory. This is happening. I show you the clip, but it's in French, and I don't have time to translate all that. While I'm, you know, we're independent media, real independent media, not fake. We actually have to do this off the cuff here. Sometimes we're not reading a teleprompter for a new narrative to instill into the minds of the masses. The counter signal reports, "The decision to require a QR code and identification for the municipality's 12,000 plus residents came after the municipal government announced that they would begin charging all visitors who come to Île de la Madeleine $30, something which hasn't gone down well with the locals or their family members who visit them. Of the many concerns, one that officials sought to address that was ensuring that visitors had paid their fees before leaving, hence the introduction of mandatory QR codes to leave the island. If you don't pay, you can't get the QR code and won't be able to leave. This was initially intended for residents too, but following an outpour of criticism, officials backed down and now say that residents only have to show their driver's license." Okay. "Residents, however, aren't happy about this either, saying it's absolutely ludicrous to have to prove their identity, whether they want to leave their home and go to other places within their own country. Many have also stated that this is an attack on their charter rights, which officials have denied." Again, the charter rights doesn't mean anything. And again, you know, they say you're going to have to do this thing, and then they pull that back and they say, okay, now it's just a license. Now they're normalizing, you know, taking away 10 freedoms, giving 6 back. This is what they do. And it's still, again, tourists still have to do this, and family members. It says, and I quote, "First city in Canada to require a QR code and a tourist tax of $30 to leave Île de la Madeleine, an island in Quebec. But hey, it's all for your wealth and safety. And Agenda 2030 and 50 Minute Cities are conspiracy theories," podcaster and journalist Efrat Finnegsen commented. This is true. Per Radio Canada, 1 week before the implementation of the tourist fee, the mayor of Ile-de-la-Madeleine is calling for a calm after receiving hateful messages and insults. Gee, it's funny when you try to screw people over for the World Economic Forum that people might not like that and might actually be annoyed by it. Who's really hateful here? The $30 fee imposed to visit the Ile-de-la-Madeleine has sparked heated debates both in the archipelago and elsewhere in Quebec, to such an extent that the municipality of Ile-de-la-Madeleine has closed the comment sections from its Facebook page. Of course, no public conversation can be had. You might learn something from someone else. And I quote, "We noticed that there is a movement which is not necessarily located in the Ile-de-la-Madeleine, but we see that it has rallied activists who, in their messages and their comments, make completely unacceptable comments," relates the mayor, Antonine Valiquette. Unacceptable comments, eh? There's comments that are unacceptable. Seems like she doesn't like speech. "For some, it says, such a municipal bylaw is an unreasonable attack on their freedom. This is the case of Shani Thiroux, a resident of the Ile-de-la-Madeleine. The issue here is not exclusively the $30 extra to be paid for a foreigner. For me, it is preventing Quebecers and Canadians from accessing their own territory without being taxed, therefore without hindering freedom of movement," she explains. A perception refuted by the mayor of the island, who recalls that the objective of such a measure is the preservation of the territory. "We are not stopping people from traveling in the Magdalen area or islands," insists the elected official. Okay, first of all, I want to point out that they say always it's about preservation, it's about safety, it's about inclusion, it's about blah, 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 blah. This is what they always say. It's always an excuse. It's always just they're sugarcoating without actually having an argument about real issues involved in the implementation here. And of course, this is happening at the same time as Natural News reports that Canada is rolling out social credit systems, citizen bank accounts linked to obedience scores. Says our neighbors to the north are implementing a new system called open banking that will link citizens' bank accounts to new social credit scoring systems. In the aftermath of the trucker convoy and other noteworthy protests against Wuhan coronavirus pandemic tyranny in Canada, the Justin Trudeau regime is radicalizing the nation's banking system to make it much harder for citizens to express their voices against political corruption. Proponents of the social credit score linked banking paradigm say it will make Canadian banks more inclusive. Allowing them easy access to easily access user data on demand while being able to share information with one another, of course. A World Bank partner called Open Banking Excellence, OBE, which originated in the United Kingdom, is proudly boasting right now that it will incorporate social credit scores with people's banking information in Canada. Canadians will likely receive digital cash and identification in a convenient, all-in-one and inclusive place. Ah, so good. Now they can make everyone who butchered their tits or cut off their dick really feel included because they're being spied on top of being brainwashed enough to butcher themselves. Inclusion. It's about having the fairer, what a nice word, more inclusive and more open society. Kind of like the Open Society Foundation. Open society. Oh, wow. It's so open. It's so open that you can't leave your neighborhood and you're stuck in 15-minute cities. It's so open that you are not allowed to travel and you can't do things. And it was so open before as well because you'd have to wear a mask and you couldn't breathe openly. It's so open because what it means is it's opening the gates of hell for all eternity towards a global technocratic tyranny. So that's what they're really trying to say here. It's an open society. Ah, so nice. So nice. And, you know, back in 2021, I reported on the fact that they have the Emergency Planning Act, which was pushed forward in Saskatchewan, where they can shut you down, arrest you or kill you without any warrant whatsoever in an emergency order. They can seize your property, make it your property the a military base for the state, take your business away, take away all your food and water, force you into rations, and, of course, use any destructive force necessary. They say it right in the document out of the Saskatchewan government, which was updated in 2021 during the emergency restrictions, all by design by the state over the vaccine passes. So they have already written that they are allowed to do whatever they want. They say it's under the COVID-19 public health emergency, but it actually is still open-ended today, sections 18 and 18.1 of the Emergency Planning Act, which you can read for yourself online. But just search up the Emergency Planning Act, sections 18 and 18.1, Saskatchewan, and you'll find it. But again, they say it's over COVID-19, but they could use it under any circumstance and any emergency order. And of course, this is exactly what the UN said they could do. They said they could shut down anyone and do whatever they want in basically any country in the world if there's another plandemic, fake plandemic, if there is a climate emergency, if there's a collapse of a currency, an economic crisis, if there's an alien invasion, if there's a black swan event, if there's a war. They basically cover all grounds. So expect it to happen if they say that they're allowed to do these things. Why would they say that if they didn't do it? And why wouldn't they do it if they have the opportunity to do it? Because people bow on their knees and lick the boots of the state all the time. Even if they're against it, they don't do anything about it to prepare. Politico says German transport minister threatens indefinite driving bans on weekends to meet climate goals. So they're trying to ban driving. They're trying to do this already in Paris and banning it this year in the center of Paris, private driving anyway, private cars. So only government vehicles can go around and bring you to the gulag. That is in case until every car becomes digitally connected to a network and is electric, and they could just drive lock you into your car and drive you to the gulag. They're doing this in London as well. They have ULEZ. They are really just cracking down on basic human needs. New York City to unleash food police to limit residents' consumption in the name of climate justice. I've reported on this many times from last year, about a year ago. Actually, it's basically a year to the day almost that I first reported on this, where they are saying that you cannot eat foods, or they don't want you eating foods that the government doesn't deem healthy. But remember, the government also says that meat is deadly and chemical infested. Nesquik cereal is an A grade on the Nutri-Score spectrum. But yeah, organic grass-fed beef is an E rating, which is means it means that it's dangerous and it'll kill you. They're the same ones that Michelle Obama called pizza a vegetable so that they could get it in school under a health program. I mean, these people are insane. So they're the ones that are waging a war on humanity, saying that you shouldn't be able to eat what you want and the government will control it, just like Stalin, just like how Chicago also wants a Chicago mayor wants to have government run grocery stores. It's so obvious what they're doing in the run up to food rations as they destroy the supply chain, destroy farms, bring in digital IDs, bring in carbon credit scores, which are already on your bank account right now, by the way. They're just not enforced in most places. Bill Gates and the UN impose their digital IDs on Sierra Leoneans, where every single thing that someone does under MOSIP, you have to have your driver's license connected to this digital ID, your bank account. If you want to become a citizen, if you want a job, if you want to do anything, if you want to buy food, thanks to Bill Gates and the United Nations. It's also happening in many other places. And this is as 98% of central banks agree to eliminate cash and implement CBDCs, a new World Economic Forum report says. So buckle up, my friends. This is where they've been heading for a long time. And of course, destroy the farms, get rid of 50% of farms in the Netherlands, the second top agricultural exporter in the world. We see the farmer protest, but they continue doing it anyway. And then they poison the food supply so that people get sick and they say, oh, it's bird flu, when in reality, they're just injecting meat with dangerous chemicals. And of course, injecting th 33 billion chickens, which they want to do right now. They are putting mRNA in a lot of food, modified RNA, which survives the digestive system. They're spraying stuff from the sky. They're destroying the crops. They're creating weather modification to change weather and cause disasters, which also destroy crops. They're cracking down on oil, where the shipments aren't coming in this year like they were before from Saudi Arabia, which is leaving the dollar, by the way, which is a petrodollar system, by the way, which means Saudi Arabia's alliance with it. Once that's done, the dollar's done. It's new CBDC, BRICS, World Reserve Currency. Boom. Of course, with the collapse of the food supply and the grid at the same time, that it makes each one worse and drives prices up on top of inflation and all these different things. And they put us on rations and they feed us poison foods. And of course, they shove us in 15-minute cities and we're not allowed to leave unless we do everything the state says, because the currency of the future is a currency of compliance. And they utilize convenience in order to get there. Tyranny under it comes under the guise of convenience. This is the agenda, my friends. And if people can't see it yet, when they're literally rolling this stuff out everywhere, I really have to question people's intelligence. I'm sorry, I just have to. How can all this stuff continue to happen and people still say I'm fear-mongering? I mean, they literally are telling us what they are doing, what their plan is for us, how they plan to restrict our basic freedoms, because we, of course, are seemingly willing to just give it away and not prepare at all and not do anything for ourselves as they build the Tower of Babel, as we approach this, as they push World War III, as they demoralize society, which Orwell says is the end of a civilization. What do you think is going to happen next? Of course, it is a collapse of civilization and their solution, which is a technocratic global government utilizing social credit and carbon credits and facial recognition and lockdown neighborhoods. I said it years ago that they would use these toll roads as a litmus, as I said earlier, to bring in vaccine passes, climate restrictions, and eventually imprison people in their area. And as I said at the beginning of the video, I am literally doing a documentary on this. So much information is coming in. It's putting it off longer. It costs a lot of money. It's bankrupting me every time I try to put anything into it because films cost a lot of money. Licensing, all that kind of stuff, and traveling to these places. But on top of that, getting people, getting guests and all that kind of stuff for the interviews and getting editors and all that. But the point is, I've been in a 15-minute city. I've been in Oxford. I've been on the ground there. I've seen it. They have sensors all over the street, cameras everywhere. No one likes it, but no one's doing anything about it. They're continuing to walk, like a zombie through this obvious restriction on human nature. And it's my goal to try and wake people up about that. But one of the main ways isn't to vote for another person or, you know, do any of this stuff. It's to withdraw from the system, reject the system, withdraw from the banking system as much as you can, obviously within reason for your personal situation. But there's many different ways to do this. And there's lots of consultations you can get. Again, Mark Gonzalez is linked in the description there. But of course, there's, different ways to do this also by just withdrawing from the food system, not being, completely reliant on grocery stores, which is just a silly thing to do, having a backup when things go down, when things, really hit the fan, which of course they will. And they take it away a little bit, they give it a little bit back. So everyone just continues to sit on their hands and be apathetic as it continues to roll into this new world order, this great reset, this Tower of Babel, which of course will fall eventually. It'll get worse before it gets better, but it will fall. But in the meantime, you need to keep yourself safe from modified RNA food, from bug food, from being enslaved to the social credit system and having to comply completely or else not be able to access your money, which if it's in a bank, it's not your money. It's loaned to you by the bank. You put it there. You gave them the money. It's barely insured. Most banks have under 1% cash deposit ratio. It's insane. They're insolvent. And it's all meant to slowly trickle down to then enslaving you. Same with inflation. So again, this is how they're getting us. Independence, self-reliance are the way to go. That's humanity in a nutshell, based on individualism, self-responsibility, freedom. It's synonymous. So again, I shout from mountaintops about this all the time, my friends, but there are solutions to these problems. You can withdraw from the food system by having that backup, or you can still go to the grocery store and do all that stuff if you want, but at least you have this backup when they inevitably run out of food and they tell you to go on rations. You don't have to comply with them. You can go to heavensharvest.com and get long-term storable food that's non-GMO. There's organic kits as well. There's, of course, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get free shipping and, of course, 5% off on these products in the United States. And, of course, this could save your life. And I don't see why there are still people that don't have backed up things like this or else, seriously, people say it's expensive. You're saving way more money versus inflation long term, especially, but also today, and saving money versus what do you be paying with all these servings of food. Remember, you can go to Afterpay, or you can use Afterpay on here, so you don't have to pay all at once. So you could pay over time. But again, it's an investment because food is the world's first money. Speaking of money, you can get into physical gold and silver by going to First National Bullion. .com/schedule-consult. Make sure that you use our link and schedule with Mark Gonzalez and get your free consultation and investor package. You can hold physical gold and silver in your hands or put it in a vault physically, which is secure. Of course, you could go and put in the comments when you sign up that you found him through World Alternative Media or WAM, W-A-M. So make sure to do that and stock up on that. In my opinion, it's a very good way to do this, as well as privacy coins like Epic Cash and others where you can withdraw from the system through there. So you're not putting all your eggs in one basket. Of course, if it just further, you know, stray away from the poison food. This is a really good one. Wild Pasture's, get 20% off for life plus $15 off your first box of 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, and wild-caught seafood, all raised on regenerative family farms in 48 U.S. states. No mRNA, no modified RNA, no GMOs, no hormones, no antibiotics, no pesticides, or any other chemicals. Delivered to your door, temperature controlled and customizable as you see fit. So make sure to check out that deal, only linked below. Of course, we have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. You could use code Josh, Josh, and save money on these. Of course, this could save your life. And I'm a big fan of what they're doing, especially with all the ways that we're being targeted and attacked health-wise these days. Speaking of that, you could also go to madtravnutrition.com and get 100% organic Peruvian coffee from Jamie Ike over at Iconic. You could also get Manuka honey and, of course, mushroom tinctures. This is really good stuff. You could use code Josh, Josh there as well, by the way, and help support a really good cause. All the while, you can also go to Lion Energy and get battery, solar panels, solar chargers, generators, etc. So you aren't dependent on government electricity to survive. You can get money off and you get free shipping when you use our link. So make sure to check that out, link below. As always, you could go to gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a Bitcoin address and we have a Cointree link. Any help is very much appreciated. All links in the description. We cannot survive without you guys. We've been bankrupted. I'm without a home right now. I'm on the road. And it's because, you know, we face consequences when we tell the truth. And it's really come down in the last 12 months. It's been absolutely awful, but you guys are keeping us alive and we could not survive without you. So we truly, truly appreciate you. And anything you can do to help is incredibly appreciated. So we have gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar, etc. We mentioned it before. We also have a you know, thing like you know, Teespring, where you can get merchandise and support us while promoting the message on the street. So make sure to check that out. No one really ever does, but we have some good stuff on there. We of course are on Telegram, Rockfin, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson, and we're on the Bad Guys TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms except for Spotify, of course. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. And as always, my friends, live freely, live by example always. This is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.